Without further ado, please let me introduce next head coach, Casey Alexander. Well, thank you. Bruin Blast, cheerleaders who were here and now gone, and all of you that are here that have made this an incredibly exciting arena to play basketball in, and all of you are a part of it. So I want to recognize that right off the bat and tell you how much I appreciate you being here, all of you being here on a Thursday morning when it may not have been the easiest thing to do. In 1991, I transferred here from the University of Tennessee after a pretty long and miserable semester, and because I knew I wanted to coach. I missed playing, but I knew I wanted to coach. And so I took Coach Bird's very, very small scholarship offer. Come be a part of this team with no idea how lucky I would be almost 30 years later to stand here today and be recognized as the next head coach. Grateful that God's plan was a lot bigger than my own. This is an unbelievable celebration for me, but obviously moments like these, you thank the people that have helped you all along the way. And there are a lot of those people for me. Front row, my wife Sunny, Allie, Mason and Reed, my children that grew up here, essentially. And grateful for you guys and happy about the next chapter in our life that we get to spend here back home. In 2011, I chose to leave Belmont for Stetson and Lipscomb. Two parts of my journey that I would not trade for anything. Jeff Altier and Stetson gave me the opportunity to be a head coach for the first time. Philip Hutchison and Randy Lowry at Lipscomb gave me the opportunity to come back to a city that I love and coach a fairly successful program and had 6 great years there. And so I want to make sure to thank them for their help along the way as well. Now today, a good friend and now boss, Scott Corley, Dr. Fisher, Judy Fisher, who have shown the confidence in me and given me this opportunity, which I'm very grateful for. And obviously will do my dead level best to make you proud every step of the way. So Coach Burb, who snuck in here at the bitter end so nobody would see him, had to twist his arm a little bit to get him to come today because in his nature, of course, he didn't want this to be about him. He wanted it to be about me, but very few people in my life more important than he is. And as I told him on the phone last night, we're going to do everything we can to do this the way that we do it, and it'll be different a little bit. But in my mind, as a guy that spent 20 years with him, learning from him, it's always going to be his program, whether he likes it or not. And so it's a real privilege and honor to carry the torch, Coach. So a lot of former players. I have 20 seasons worth of teams myself here that I've heard from and excited about reconnecting with. Those guys are all special to me. I see some of those former players here today. A lot of friends, not former friends, but a lot of friends that are here today that I'm grateful for. Staff members. that I've worked with along the way, athletic department people, obviously. It's real exciting for me to have you here and have you be a part of this as well. So yesterday I met with the players in the locker room. It was the first thing that we did because it's the most appropriate thing to do because that's what this is all about. There are the 15 or so young men that are in the program and the experience that we can all provide for them. I will say this, I'm a lot more excited about coaching them than I am coaching against them. That was not fun at all. I didn't tell them that, but I believe that to my core. It's going to be a great thing. Here's what I told them. You know, that you know, that they really are the secret sauce of what makes this a great place. They are the ones who, from year to year, even though we lose some and we add some, they're the ones that that best reflect the core values of the program. They're the ones that have to choose to believe in that. They're the ones that have to buy in, take ownership, and extend that, this what has become a great basketball program from year to year. And that's still going to be the expectation. You know, our first and primary objective in everything that we do will be to represent Belmont the best way that we can. Nothing has higher priority than that. That's what you're used to. That's what you deserve. And frankly, that's absolutely what you should expect. And so that'll be our main objective. And, you know, and you can talk about high character. You can talk about behavior on and off the floor. You can talk about sportsmanship and character and class and any other friendly word that you want to use. And we hope that we meet all of those goals, and that's our, that'll be our expectation for sure. Our guys will be academically inclined, as they have been. They'll be true student athletes. They'll continue to be young men that, if you want to bring your young children and sit on the first row to watch the game, you'll be proud to do so without any worry for what they're going to see or hear. So, playing style, a lot of people want to know about that. It's going to be same but different. You know, I would be foolish to come in and make a lot of changes. It's been a really good winning formula the way that it's been. I've spent, again, a lot of time with Coach Bird, so that's my most basic DNA as a coach, and so we're not going to deviate too far from the middle to keep this going. But naturally, you know, we're very different people as well. My coaching style is going to be a little different than his, and our practice plan is going to be a little different than his, and, you know, and but our objective will be just as successful. You know, we will play high tempo. I think you'll love watching the teams. I think you'll enjoy the quality of the game. I think you'll appreciate the toughness and the togetherness that our players will continue to play with. We're not gonna sacrifice anything in that regard. And I don't know where it is any longer, but I know somewhere in that locker room it says that it's amazing what can be accomplished when no one cares who gets the credit. And that'll always be the staple of this program. Community, faculty and staff, and other coaches, athletes, students. I can't wait to lock arms with you and just be one of you, and together continue to make this the great place that it already is, and see if we can improve it and enhance it and move it forward just a little bit more. Grateful to be here. Thankful for your support. Look forward to a long, maybe not 33-year journey together. Thank you.